Hello, my friends, and welcome back. You know, every episode I say that we are here to get our minds aligned with the truth of God's word, and that is true. But today's episode especially is powerful in that way, because the verses we're reading are speaking exactly to this issue of renewing our minds, getting our minds lined up with God's statements about the truth that has to do with us. We're going to be digging into Ephesians chapter 4, verses 20 through 24 in a moment. So get out your Bibles. We're going to dig into that. Now, as we get into this subject matter, I think there are other resources I can offer you that might help you in this quest. One of those, believe it or not, is a fictional series that I've written. It's a three-book series called The Dragon Slayer Chronicles, and I've tried to use these fictional characters to portray what it looks like for us to go through the struggles of everyday life and renew our minds in that process. If you like fiction, if you like dragons type stuff, if you like adventure, these books will be great for you, and they will teach you deep biblical theology at the same time. You can find out more by going to morningmindsetmedia.com/dragonslayer. All right, friends, let's bow our heads before the King of the universe and ask him to help us as we read his word today. Lord God, we really want and we really need our minds to be renewed. We need to understand what it is you're saying here to us about the old self and the new self, and understand how to put on this new self as you describe it. Lord Jesus, help us, empower us, enliven our spirits today to comprehend your truth and to apply it well. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, friends, Ephesians 4, 20 through 24. We're actually going to pick up on verses 22 and 23. He says, put off your old self. A few episodes ago, we talked about what that is, that your old habits, your old ways of living that were distorted and corrupt. And in verse 23, he says, be renewed in the spirit of your minds and put on the new self, created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. Now, you may have noticed here the kind of language that Paul's using. He says, put off one type of self and put on another type of self. It kind of reminds me of taking off a garment and putting on another garment. You know, when I'm out working in the yard or in the garage, I get filthy dirty, and it's good to come in, take off the dirty garments, take a shower, and put on the clean garments. We all feel better when we do that kind of thing after we've been really dirty. That's kind of the idea here. You to put off your old self, meaning that former identity, the former way you saw yourself. This is a mindset thing, friends. How you've seen yourself your whole life before you came to faith in Christ is no longer how you should view yourself. All those habits, all those sins, all the temptations, all the difficulties, they are in the past. Because when Jesus came into your life, he created a new self, which in verse 24, he says is created after the likeness of God. Can you even comprehend that? You have a new identity that is created after the likeness of God himself. And as he goes on, he says it's in true righteousness and holiness. You, friends, have an identity that is truly righteous and holy. And Paul is telling us here, mentally speaking, we are to take that truth and we are to put it on, just like we would put on new clothing. Put on this new self. Now, how do we practically do that? Well, it's by first of all acknowledging that Jesus has done the work to make this possible, to give us this new identity. And then secondly, we have to choose. We're going to believe it. We're really going to believe that there is a new us. And it's by no work that we've done. It's no reformation we've tried to engender in our lives. This is a gift of God through Jesus Christ, who now lives in us. He has enabled us to put on this new self, and we have to do it mentally every single day of our lives, every morning, every afternoon, every evening, put it on. Friends, our desire is now different. We now have righteous desires, holy desires, an eagerness to obey God. But we have to mentally put it on every day. We have to choose to believe it. We have to choose to act like it's true. And you know what? When we begin acting according to this truth, that we do have a new self, we begin seeing it become true in our actions, in our behaviors, and eventually in our feelings. We begin to see God's truth come online in our lives in very real ways. Lord God, this is hard for us to make this mental leap, but you're telling us we have to do it. We have to renew ourselves in the spirit of our minds and put on this new self, intentionally decide, I'm taking up this new identity that Jesus has given me. It's created after the likeness of God in true righteousness, in true holiness. Lord Jesus, give us the power and the faith to believe it and to make it true for ourselves today. Hey friends, before you take off, I have a couple more things to let you know about. If you would like to become a believer in Jesus Christ, really become a Christian for the first time, you can find out how to do that by going to morningmindsetmedia.com/meetjesus. That description is also available in the description for this episode. At the beginning of this episode, I also mentioned a book that I've created. And actually, it's just one of many. You can find out about all the books that I've written, both fiction and nonfiction, and for adults and children. You can see all of them by going to morningmindsetmedia.com/books. Thanks, friends.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.